Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, of praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day. One more day that you have blessed us. One more day that you have kept us. One more day that you have preserved us, Father, from all evil, seen and unseen, danger, turmoil, and devastation. We thank you for the grace of God, the mercies of God, the blessings of God upon our lives. Father, we thank you, Father God, as we embrace the gifts of this new day, Father God, that you have given it to us. New mercies we see every morning. Father, as we come, Father, we confess every sin of omission and commission. And we say thank you for the opportunity to walk, to talk, to live, to serve, to give, to receive. Oh, Father God, to be used in your kingdom for such a time as this. Father, we want to say thank you for your divine protection. We want to say thank you, Father God, for a host of angels encamped round about us. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We definitely thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the word of your power and the power of prayer. And Father God, mostly we do thank you that we can approach you this morning as our Father. Father God, we bless you and we thank you and we magnify you. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father. We thank you for the message. We thank you for the mission. We thank you for the work that is being done, Father, and it's part of the vineyard as we continue to carry, Father God, the good news, your good news, Father, to a dying world, to a lost world, Father God, to an unregenerated world, Father God, carrying the gospel, knowing that your word will never, ever, ever return into your void, but it will always accomplish everything you have sent it forth to do. So we bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy and righteous name. Father, we ask that you would take over today and our services as you and you alone. Father God, will be glorified and your people edified. Satan is already horrified. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. We thank you. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, excuse me, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, and our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Excuse me. And good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. I am your host and I am your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfred out of Philadelphia. Amen. Thanking God for another privilege and another opportunity. Amen. To bless his holy and to bless his righteous name. We want to welcome all of our first time listeners. Welcome, 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 welcome to our services. Amen. Enjoy yourself. Amen, and you're welcome to continue to come. Amen, as we meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God praise, glory, and all of the honor. We ask that you would please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen, and we bless be the name of the living God. Amen. And all is well. Amen. So we pray that everybody is doing good today. Amen. It's a hot old boy over here where we are on the East Coast. We don't know where you are over here in the tri-state area and about. I hear there's some heat waves, amen, traveling through the land. Amen. Glory be to God. There's always something traveling through the land. Amen. Glory be to God. They say COVID, amen, is traveling through the land. The heat wave is traveling through the land. Guess what? We're not moved by any of it. Because guess who else is traveling through the land? Oh, my God. And guess who's soon to come back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle? Amen. And so we bless him. Amen. And his name is Jesus. Amen. And so we bless God. All right. We are still lifting up, amen, the third person in the Godhead. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. He is precious and he is holy. He is sweet. Amen. Hallelujah. He's all of that. And a bag of chips. Amen. He's just all of that. Amen. And we hope that the eyes of your understanding, amen, is enlightening, and you're understanding more of him and his ministry. Amen. He has a ministry. Amen. And he does it. But we have to partner with him. Amen. In order, it's not automatic. He's not going to, amen, force you. He doesn't force himself on you. No. You have to choose. You have to choose. Amen. If you choose him, he has already chosen you. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. So we're going to move forward. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says amen and amen. Beloved, amen. When we hear about all the different tornadoes around the land, amen, and the hurricanes, amen, that has caused much devastation, amen, in the world, amen. Tornadoes, the difference between a tornado and a hurricane is that tornadoes form over land and hurricanes form over water. But they both combined with winds. We know winds in a tornado, they say, can move as fast as 300 miles per hour. Ooh, glory be to God. While hurricanes tend to have winds that are less than 180 miles per hour. But we know that they're quick to punch, beloved, and they bring much devastation. Even in the last years, beloved, this last year, 2020, amen, we can think of some of the major states, the top states, amen, that have experienced a record number of tornadoes, starting with the state of Texas, Kansas, Florida, Nebraska, Illinois, Colorado, Iowa, Minnesota. Amen. And that list goes on and that list goes on and that list goes on. And we see, beloved, that people are left, amen, without anything. Houses floating down the street, you know, everything lost, everything. Can you imagine the devastation, everything that you have worked for years, for years, and for years, and then, you know, wind, that powerful wind comes in, beloved, and sometimes it takes some people with them. Not only does it destroy houses, it has been known to pick up people and carry them away. We don't know where they ended up. And this is just how powerful these winds are, beloved. And so we are all aware of the potentially destructive power of wind. But if properly harnessed, wind can also bring tremendous benefits. Think about, beloved, how much it would impact the world if there was no wind at all. The world would be stagnant. We would be stinking from pollution and from the normal decaying process that is occurring on the planet. Just think how essential wind has been to the very development of our civilization, beloved. For example, if there was no winds, the world would just not be the same, beloved. Exploration would never occur. Consider the great ships of the past that had no mechanical or nuclear energy to drive them if it had not been for wind. Yet, beloved, they glided across oceans with ease, so their great sails caused the winds. The world was explored and conquered by men who set sail, and they traveled the globe fueled by the force of wind. In fact, beloved, if no wind was blowing, there would be no movement. Windmill blades would never turn, and the production of materials would be slowed and diminished. Wind is essential for progress to be made. For without wind, beloved, we will be hundreds of years behind where we are presently in history. Wind, the beautiful thing about wind, beloved, the mysterious thing about wind cannot be seen, but its effects can be felt and heard, just like the Holy Spirit. We cannot see him, but we can feel the effects of his presence and his power. Beloved, on the day of Pentecost, when we read in Acts chapter number 2, verse number 2, it says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." Oh, thank you, Jesus. This morning, beloved, I want us to look at the comparison of wind to the Holy Spirit. And this verse to see what we can learn about why the Holy Spirit came in this manner on the day of Pentecost, and what exactly does that mean to you and to me. Beloved, Acts 2 and 2, glory be to God, when we read that, it tells us about 120 disciples who were all gathered in the upper room waiting for the promise of the Father, as Jesus had commanded them to do. And we can read that in Acts 1 and 4, when Jesus commanded them, amen, to go into the upper room and to wait. The Bible says, beloved, that they were waiting, and then suddenly, somebody say suddenly, oh my God. Oh, thank God for the suddenly. Suddenly. You don't see it coming, suddenly, glory be to God. You talk to people who share bad news, glory be to God, and they say, well, it happened suddenly. The car came out of nowhere suddenly. I didn't see him coming. They snatched my pocketbook suddenly. I didn't see him coming. Good news. Huh? The blessing came suddenly. I didn't see it coming. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I went to bed broke and woke up a millionaire. My God, Jesus, have mercy. The Bible says, beloved, suddenly there came from heaven a certain sound. Beloved, that word suddenly carries with it the idea of something that took them off guard and something that took them by surprise. Suddenly, off guard, here comes the Holy Spirit. Suddenly, by surprise. Ooh, we knew we was waiting for something, but we didn't see it coming when it came. My God, Jesus. Then it goes on to say, beloved, that suddenly there came a sound. Suddenly there came. Beloved, when we look at the word there came, glory be to God, which in this case describes something very similar, beloved, something that happens unexpectedly or that catches one off guard. Suddenly there came. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm getting happy right now. I'm sitting here thinking about the suddenly. Suddenly there came. Suddenly there came the blessing. Oh, my God. Suddenly there came the light. Suddenly there came the healing. Suddenly there came the increase. Oh, my God. Ooh, suddenly there came the spouse. Suddenly, oh, my God. Suddenly there came, glory be to God, a sound. Suddenly there came a sound. You don't hear anything? Now suddenly you hear something. Where'd that come from? What's that? Who that? The word sound, beloved. This is the very word that is used in Luke 21 and 5 to describe the deafening roar of the sea. Oh, glory be to God. Matter of fact, let's just go there right quick. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Luke. Hallelujah. Write that down. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God in your notebooks on this morning. Amen. Luke 21 and 5. Amen. Glory be to God. And it reads, and as some spake of the temple, glory be to God, how it was adorned with, all right. Wrong scripture. All right. Y'all know me. I'll find it and I'll come back and I'll give you the scripture, amen, that I want you to have. Amen. Glory be to God. But the word there, I mean, the scripture that pertains to sound. Amen. Glory be to God. But it speaks of the deafening, amen, roar of the sea. Then it continues, beloved. It says, a sound from heaven. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Glory be to God. Well, beloved, hallelujah. This leaves no doubt that the sound had originated and emanated from heaven itself. The sound didn't come from hell. The sound didn't come from the east. The sound didn't come from the west. The sound didn't come from magic. Okay? The sound came from one place. Say, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say heaven. Somebody say heaven. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Beloved, the word rushing, glory be to God, means to be carried, borne, or driven, and agrees with the idea of something borne or driven downward very loudly. When this sound from heaven came, beloved, it was loud. It was so loud that the writer used the word rushing, cry, what Jesus' disciple heard that day in the room when they gathered. Furthermore, beloved, glory be to God, it uses the word, amen, in the Greek, for mighty, a word that could be better translated as violent. Hence, beloved, this sound thundered like the roaring of a sea or a mighty wind that swept downward very loudly and violently as a mighty rushing wind. The word wind, beloved, describes wind so loud that one may be tempted to cover his ears from the overpowering noise of it. This means when the Spirit poured out, beloved, it was no quiet affair. It was loud. It was noisy. It was violent. Not violent in terms of destructive, beloved, but rather it was strongly felt. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, just as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Beloved, just as wind moves ships, just as wind empowers engines, drives windmills, and disperses pollution from the earth, when the Holy Spirit moved on the day of Pentecost, he released power, wonder-working power. He released power strong enough to transform 120 disciples
with a mighty force for God. When the wind of the Spirit, beloved, blows upon a near-dead church, it can blow life into the congregation again. When all of our organizing is done and is nearly perfect, yet we still lack the power, it is the wind of the Holy Spirit that can blow strongly upon us, beloved, and cause a vision or organization to come alive with the life of God. Power. Beloved, glory be to God. Matter of fact, we read, glory be to God, hallelujah, well, hallelujah. I want to show you this, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me find this, hallelujah, scripture here. Glory be to God. Let me see, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, beloved, amen, reads, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but the kingdom of God is in power. God released the power of the Holy Ghost that came in like a wind. Blow, wind, blow. Somebody needs to say this morning, blow, wind, blow. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, move. My God, Jesus. Yes, wind can bring destruction, beloved. Amen. But God's wind, amen, brings blessings. God's wind brings power. God's wind brings healing. Somebody say, blow, Holy Spirit, blow. The Holy Spirit came in as a rushing mighty wind. Hallelujah. And he's the same guy yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, glory. Beloved, let me tell you something as I close on this morning. If you are someone who desires a quiet relationship with God, I must warn you, beloved, that when the Holy Spirit wind blows, it is rarely a quiet affair. It is usually noisy and attention attracting, as we have seen. Glory be to God. It is a powerful force that sweeps downward from heaven, woo, like the roaring of the sea. Beloved, when God formed man, glory be to God, he formed him perfectly. But man had no breath in his lungs until God breathed the breath of life into him. Hallelujah. Likewise, beloved, when the church was assembled on the day of Pentecost, it had no power. It was a powerless church. Glory be to God. Until the Holy Spirit breathed into that assembly. Glory be to God. When that loud boom exploded overhead in the room where they were all gathered, the power of God came upon 120 disciples, and they became an empowered, mighty force in the earth as a result. Beloved, we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the power, glory be to God, the power of God, moving like a wind in your relationships, moving like a wind, that forceful wind in your finances, in your health, in your home. We need the power, the power, the power of God, the Holy Spirit. Spirit is that power moving like a whirlwind. Blow, Holy Spirit, blow. Glory be to God. That power will knock some demons out. That enemy will scatter. That power that comes to break up darkness. Glory be to God. That power that comes to move mountains. That power that comes to raise the dead, that power speak Ebonics. It don't make a difference as long as you got the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, Jesus. The power makes a difference, beloved. Hallelujah. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Glory be to God. Beloved, when is a good word to describe the power of the Holy Spirit? Woo! Hallelujah. Woo, as a mighty rushing wind. Change happens, beloved, when the wind blows. Hallelujah. Somebody said, blow. Blow in my home, Lord. Blow in my dead church. Blow in my empty pocketbook. Blow on my dead body. Oh, blow in my dead relationship. Somebody need to ask the Lord to blow. Blow. Wind blow. As a mighty rushing wind. Wind blow. Power. 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 Glory be to God. They're in the upper room. But nothing happened until the wind blew. Nothing happened until the wind blew. Oh, yeah. They was praying, but their prayer was not effective. Nothing happened until the wind blew. Somebody needs to pray until the wind blows. Somebody needs to seek God until the wind blows. Somebody needs to get down in sackcloth and ashes till the wind blows. Glory be to God. And let the power show up. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. But when the power showed up, beloved, it was over. It was over. Those men turned the world upside down. Why couldn't they turn it down before that? Because they didn't have no power. They didn't have no power. Why couldn't they be effective for God's kingdom? Because they didn't have no power. Beloved, you want to know why you're not that effective for God's kingdom? Because you ain't got no power. You ain't got no power. Oh, dead church. Oh, dead church. Hallelujah. Oh, no, baby. You ain't got no power. The devil's not threatened. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The devil ain't even moving. Hallelujah. Because you ain't got no power. Glory be to God. That's why Jesus said this kind only comes by prayer and fasting. You got some demons that'll go face to face with you. Baby, let me tell you something. It's some stubborn demons out there. They go nose to nose. They go kneecap to kneecap with you. They ain't scared of you. Glory be to God. Because you ain't got no power. Baby, you got to use the power. Oh, God, somebody needs to ask the Holy Spirit to blow. 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 Breathe on me. Baptize me with your Holy Ghost, Father. Woo! There's only one, beloved, hallelujah. There's only one feeling of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but there's many refillings. And some of us need to be revived because we just as powerless as all get out. Fall into every temptation, fall into every snare, everything the devil show you, you want to take a bite of it. Why, you ain't got no power. You ain't got no power. How you going to command the devil to flee, glory be to God, and you say you're on a fast, and all the devil got to do is show you a piece of Popeye's chicken. And you break your fast for a piece of pot pie chicken. How are you going to cast out a demon? You don't have the power. The Holy Ghost is the power. And you got to spare it up. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is exceedingly and abundantly above all, we can act or think according to the power that worketh in you. Baby, you got to stir it up. Confess your sins. Get into prayer till the fire fall. When next time you go into prayer, don't get up till the wind blow. There's been times I've been in prayer and I've actually felt a wind to turn around. I said, what is this blowing on me? I thought the doors had come open. Baby, you got to pray till the wind blow. Woo, the power of the Holy Ghost. Beloved, let me tell you, change happens when the winds blow. If you don't think it, dude, watch the effects of the next tornado or hurricane that take place and see the change that took place because of that wind blowing. But as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. And when the Holy Spirit moves, beloved, he brings change like wind. Energy is produced by wind. And when the Holy Spirit moves in this man, he supplies supernatural energy. Some of you need supernatural energy today. Feel like you're going to faint. Feel like you're going to fall. You're discouraged. You're oppressed. You're sad. You don't know why you're sad. You don't know where your peace went. You don't know where your joy went. Girl, don't know if you're going to make it through today. Don't know if you can make it through tomorrow. Glory be to God. No energy. You need the power. You need a B12 shot, baby, in the spirit. And he's better than that. He's a supernatural power. Blow, wind, blow. He empowers us to do what we could not naturally do on our own. Oh, how we need the supernatural wind of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, you can't move until the Holy Spirit moves. But when he moves, watch out. Woo! When he moves, watch out. When he moves, watch out. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's nothing like the Holy Spirit moving. Beloved, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've seen the Holy Spirit fall. Amen. So thick. Glory be to God. The pastor couldn't even preach. The people were being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Healing was taking place. Miracles was taking place. Deliverance was taking place. When he got finished, it was time to say amen. Because he blew right through the service as a mighty rushing wind. And you go to some of these churches and say, hallelujah, the usher want to take you out. Now, this be the last time I'll be visiting you, I tell you that. It'll be the last time I'm visiting you. You got the Holy Spirit tied down. Holy Spirit walking all up and down the aisles and you don't even know he there. Somebody needs to say, blow, wind, blow. Blow, wind, blow. Father God, we thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit that comes to empower us and to make us alive, to minister and represent you on the earth. So many times, Father God, we do everything that needs to be done organizationally. But life and power remain missing. Today, we personally ask you to blow your wind upon us. Blow your wind upon our churches. Blow your wind upon our ministries. Blow your wind, Father, upon the mission organizations we support. So they will all be moved by the Spirit and supernaturally empowered to do the work of the ministry. And we thank you, and we bless you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. And to God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. That's the word of God on today. Thank God for the wind. Whoo, my God, Jesus. Thank God for the wind. Thank God for the wind. Whoo.
tomorrow's testimony day, Lord's willing, beloved. We open up the lines, amen, share your praise, your testimonies, and your songs. Amen. Just want you to know that Pastor Alfreda Bradford would be dead. I mean, like graveyard dead by now if it was not for the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. God will teach you, beloved, to teach your hands to war and your fingers to fight. Because we have to fight the good fight of faith, but you can't do nothing without no power. And I'm closed. I'm about to give the benediction. You ever hear people, they pray, but they ain't got no power? You can tell it's been a long time since they prayed. They ain't got no power. They ain't going to bind the devil. They scared to bind the devil because they ain't got no, they don't have, and it's not our power, beloved. It's God's power in us. I have a reputation. I give God the glory. When somebody needs a demon cast out of them, you know who they call? They call me. I go when the Holy Spirit tell me to go. When somebody need their house cleaned out because they got dark shadows and all that going on, you know who they call? They call me. Why? Nothing in Alfreda Bradford. You best believe that ain't a doggone thing in Alfreda Bradford. But Alfreda Bradford carries the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost has the power. Beloved, it was so bad in this one particular house that I saw the spirit when the spirit left the house. I actually saw the spirit walk in out of the house. We do not have to be afraid of devils. When I had to lay hands on that little four-year-old, amen, because their parents was over there handling some business in the other in the room, and she was acting all crazy. I said maybe she was hungry. Took her across the street to the pizza parlor, and she's squirreling around on the floor like a snake. And had all them Caucasian people looking at me like I had done something to the girl. I had to get on my knees and lay hands on her forehead and cast that devil out of her. She got up from the floor, sat down the table, ate her pizza. We went back over to the building, and the mother and the father and everybody looking at me and saying, what happened? We ain't never seen her this calm. Baby, when you exert the power of the Holy Ghost, situations got to change. Some of you need to lay hands on yourself. Thank God for the doctors. Don't wait till your doctor's appointment. Lay hands on yourself. And let that power begin to move. Let that wind begin to blow. Powerless Christians. Powerless Christians. Not even trying it. And all we have to do is submit. All we have to do is yield. All we have to do is believe and do what God tell you to do. And it's as simple as that. Amen and amen. All right, to God be praised. Today is what? Tuesday. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for one more day. We will be at the altar prayer today, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock noon, back at 9 p.m. Meet us there. Amen. Glory be to God. And let us pray. No prayer, no power. And that's another thing. The devil sometimes don't want you to get started. But let me tell you something. You got to get started. You might not pray like me. You might not pray like this other person. But you got to get started. You got to pray and you got to keep on praying. Long as what you're saying is coming from your heart. And long as your heart is clean, how do I get my heart clean? By confessing your sins, asking God to forgive you and mean it, and just pray what's on your heart, because God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And to God be praised. Okay, I am not out of words, but I am definitely out of time. All right, Lord's willing. Thanks. Amen. Meet us at the altar prayer. If you're a first-time visitor, we want to hear from you.
We want to hear from you. Come on now. Come on, come on, come on. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Come on, we want to hear from you. Say something, say something, say something. If you want us to pray with you, pray for you, whatever. Amen. Glory be to God. And let me tell you what the blessing is about this ministry praying for you. Because one person, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Elijah, one man's prayer stopped rain for 3.5 years. Now, imagine when you get 2 and 3 and 4 Elijahs touching and agreeing. Ah, my God, this is why this ministry is so powerful. See, because you don't have just the power of one person, which can bring deliverance, but you got the power of a group of people on one accord. And this is why we have so many miracles in our ministry. And you need to call in whoever you are, amen, and put your prayer request on the altar and act like you know. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. That's it. Everybody have a lovely day, a beautiful day. Father God, as we go out today, lead us, guide us, direct us, instruct us. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Yeah, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel every satanic conspiracy. We cancel it. We are not afraid of the arrows by day or the terror at night. No bad news shall come nigh our dwelling. Father God, we dip ourselves, we dip our children, we dip our families, and everything, Father God, that you have made us a steward over, we dip it in the blood of Jesus Christ 7 times. And Father, we thank you for squashing it. Every satanic scheme, plot, agenda, and program. And we decree and we declare that absolutely no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment we have already condemned. Bind right now every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Ah, and we decree and we declare that Satan is defeated. I got to cancel something. Some bad news is trying to hit one. I'm talking to somebody today. I don't know who you are, but some bad news is trying to come near your house today. So Satan has something laid out for you. Satan has devastation laid out for you. We cancel it now. We say not so. We say, Father God, we exercise the power within us by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, you know what you're, however you want to use me today, Father. You won't allow me to close. Somebody needs help, Father. Somebody's in danger. Somebody's in danger today, Father. Cancel it, God. Cancel it, God. Cancel it, God. Father, we ask for your grace. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your help. We ask for your provisions. We ask, Father God, that you would send our brothers, the angels of war, to fight for us, to deliver us, to rescue us, Father. Right now. Right now, we cancel the devil's assignment, Father God. I speak over every ministry partner, Father God, under the sound of my voice, even those who are not on listening today. Father, and we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel it. We cancel home invasions. We cancel it. Not so. Not so. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit in Jesus' name. Ah, we touch and we agree. Saints touch and agree. I don't know. It might be your house. It might be my house. I don't know whose house it is, but we want to touch and agree. It's strong. We cancel every spirit of witchcraft. We cancel every spirit of sorcery. We cancel every spirit of voodoo. We cancel bloodshed. We cancel, Father God, every satanic trap, every satanic agenda. We cancel it now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for leading, guiding, directing, and protecting, and blessing. In Jesus' name, we pray. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Blow, wind, blow. Amen, amen, amen.
In Jesus' name, love you, love you, love you. Pastor Bradford signing out.